Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is, what day is it? It's the fourth Monday of the month. It must be Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, Net One Services. Al, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Dave. How are you?
I am good. Can you believe it's already the fourth Monday and the year is just zip by?
I know. I thought about it. We're almost 30 days from Christmas.
It's Yes. Wait, 30? Yeah.
It's less than, actually, but I'm just saying it's 1 month and counting.
Can you believe it?
No.
That is incredible. Hey, I see you have our website on.
I do. It's, it looks awesome, by the way.
Nice. Thanks to you and Christian.
He did all the work.
You guys,
give him the credit.
That was tremendous. Yeah, I really like it a lot. It's
yeah, that's breakradioshow.com. If you in the audience would like to take a look at it, it's very, very user friendly and easy on the eye. I recommend you take a look at it.
No doubt about it, and it's very nice because we have expanded Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 every day.
That's
except
great.
Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I know we'll add those. We're on a roll.
We are on a roll. Saturday, Sunday, coming through to theater or drive-in near you.
Oh, Sunday might be taken, though.
Not Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe not Sunday.
All
but
right.
You had a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, I did. We cheated a little bit. We ordered smoked turkey legs.
Yum. Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah,
the stuff like you get at the state fair?
Yes.
Oh, Tommy, come on. Is that good?
Yes, it was great. Easy prep, easy cleanup, and you limit yourself because once you're done eating that one leg, you're done.
That's a big leg, right?
Yes, it was. It took three meals.
Where do you get those?
Sprout.
Oh, they had them?
Yes.
Oh, do they still have them?
I don't know. They're seasonal. You get to check it out.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. And it's Sprouts. That's like what do you call it, organic stuff?
Exactly. Whole food type store, yes.
That is fabulous. Did you have any of the trimmings, like stuffing?
Absolutely. We made those from scratch.
Yes. Oh, you did? Yes. Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes?
Not sweet potatoes, just mashed potatoes here. Sweet potatoes last year.
Oh.
Yeah. And
oh, you alternate?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That way we keep it new. One year we even had seafood mixed, as in a selection of seafood.
As in lobster and king crab legs?
Huge crab
legs. Oh, my gosh. I love that stuff.
Yes.
How come I wasn't invited? I want to be invited next time you have the seafood.
Okay. We'll do that.
Love king crab legs. How about you?
Oh, yes. I love them. So How about you?
Yeah, it was good. We, had the turkey and, the mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole. Mm-hmm. Let's see, like rolls and, cranberry sauce. I like cranberry sauce. You do too?
Yes, we had croissants, and I sliced my cranberry sauce about a quarter inch, if not thicker, and then, just lay it in there like a little sandwich.
Oh, wow. I do that sometimes. I never heard of that except when I do it. Wow, this is very cool. Yeah, so it was fun. So you had like 4 days off, or did you still work a little bit?
I worked a little bit on Friday, just to wrap up a few things that didn't finish on Wednesday. But otherwise, it was good.
Any movies that you saw?
No, not that I can.
No?
No. The Avengers, I think, was the last one with Marvel superheroes. That was a very, very good movie.
That was a good movie. So you didn't see like Twilight?
No.
Breaking Dawn?
No.
I saw that.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I liked it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go see it.
I thought, do you like the Twilight stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, then I think you're going to like this one. I think it was one of the better ones. The first one and the fifth one, excellent. And the rest were good, too. So I do like that. And we did interview, like, Boo Boo Stewart, who is Seth. and that's on breakradioshow.com, the archives, as well as, let's see, who else did we have? Oh, Rami Malek, who played Benjamin, one of the new people of the show. Had a nice part, and Boo Boo Stewart and Rami Malek. Eventually, we're going to get Sam, the head werewolf guy, and We just have to schedule that. Yeah, Rami Malek. So it was fun stuff.
Yes. Oh, awesome. I should have been here.
Yeah, and let's see. Also, another movie out. Wow, this sounds like the entertainment show. But just this one real quick, The Silver Lining Playbook with Bradley Cooper. I think that got really great reviews. That's something you might want to see.
I will. Yes.
Wow. You like the movies?
Yes. I do.
I know. I saw you come out of the AMC once.
Right. Yes.
That
was
Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible.
It was. Exactly.
I remember that. How is that possible? I remember that. That's so weird.
That's why it's possible you remember the key word possible.
Oh, yeah.
Impossible.
Mission Impossible. That's right.
Yes.
So cool. So this is, of course, you're on every fourth Monday from 2 to 3 and then 3 to 4. Your colleague, Christian Marison, who will be on. And at 2:30, we're going to have the Mente Techie.
Yes.
Did I say that right? The
techie mentor.
Yes. That's right. Susan Marichon.
Yes. She will call in this segment.
This is great. And you're going to be talking about laptops, smartphones, contacts, email with multiple devices, a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Are you going to talk about that at 2:30?
Yes.
Yeah.
With her on the air, yes.
So why don't we talk a little bit then about NetOne services, because there's so many things that you're gonna that you can do for people. I always tell people they need an attorney, a CPA, an IT professional.
Yes, true.
How do you live with? I mean, how can people do stuff without IT?
It is. I still have a couple clients that still have a standard flip phone. Don't have all of the bells and whistles. They did get the internet, but they don't utilize it. And that's what we as NetOne can help the individuals do. We can help them acquire the equipment, set it up, and implement it for them. And that's where Susan Marichon comes in. That is what she loves doing. She will actually go to the client site, configure it, show them how it works, help them work, you know, through the bugs, get them acclimated with it, and that's why that, you know, teaming up with her on the radio show works.
Yeah.
Well, back to NetOne for a moment, we would sit down with the individual, find out what where they want to be 6 months from now, a year from now, maybe 5 years, because they'll hear some of the key words out there, buzzwords like cloud or remote access, and we use remote access to assist them with issues on their computer, but they could actually use remote access to access their computers from another site. So like attorneys, if there's something, a brief or something that they were working on at the office, they saved it to the cloud, they could actually use an iPad, bring it up, log into that cloud account, see the exact same document they had on their screen or saved before they left, and they can take over where they left off. Or with true remote access, they could actually take control of that desktop or laptop that's sitting back at their office, and they can view their calendar, notes that they typed in. And that's where NetOne it shines, is remote access. We can help the individual gain access or allow us to gain access to fix just about whatever they're working on their desktop.
And I've had that experience, that pleasure with your company, where several times you've, through remote access, been on my computer to help change things, fix things, those type of things. And it's really easy because, you know, it's easy for you, easy for me. I just have to be there. Actually, I probably don't even have to be there.
Correct.
And and I remember you were on, not you, but one of your staff was on, and he said, well, it may take, 10 minutes, 15. I said, can I leave? He goes, yeah.
Yes.
I come back and it's all done. It's fixed.
Exactly. the remote access has security built in, so it's about three levels. One is our dashboard or the remote access dashboard to allow us into that front end is
right.
What I'll call it. Then once you're authenticated in the front end, you're presented with a single computer or a list of computers. Once you click on that, you must know the login name that's assigned to that computer in order to gain access to it. And then once you do that, you can log into the computer just as though you were sitting there. You see the desktop. You move the mouse. It moves simultaneously on the screen. Same thing with keyboard and keystrokes.
And another thing, that was one example, but another example, I use your backup online
backup, yes.
And that's excellent. And again, one of your staff set it all up. I have tax software and
yes,
QuickBooks and so on, and he was able to make sure that worked.
Yes,
and even tested it, and it worked.
There's a couple different levels of online backup. One is like Intuit. They offer a QuickBooks backup service where it's almost seamless when you're done and you disconnect or log out. It will ask if you'd like to back up, and it backs up through the cloud, through the internet, up to their server. So you always have a copy on their server. In case your laptop or desktop computer crashes, you still have another copy somewhere else outside the building or off premises. The second level is a more robust, and that's kind of like a iCloud, where you synchronize your email, your calendars, your contacts, and maybe some documents that are attachments. And so that's another online backup, and that's seamless as well. So if you subscribe to iCloud, you can sync your iPad, your iPhone, and other information to the cloud. Now, those are two specific backups, and I recommend a full backup or backup of other, like Word documents, Excel documents, PDFs, things that the other two don't include. So I'm letting everyone know, just because you back up QuickBooks in the cloud does not mean they're backing up everything else that is of importance or critical.
And you have that third service, that, right? Isn't
yes.
that what I have?
Yes.
Because I think you back up, virtually everything we said to back up, Excel, Word.
Adobe PDFs.
Yeah, those. I mean, it's a lot, actually. And all the tax stuff and all the quick accounting.
Correct.
The emails, too? I don't know if
yes.
We did that, too?
Okay. And we exclude the programs because those can easily
right.
be downloaded and reinstalled.
Yeah.
So there's
we excluded that.
Yes.
But it's good stuff, and it's easy. I've had other backup systems before, but I... the QuickBooks, I mean, I like QuickBooks as a program, but in the old days, not the best backup. They actually subbed it out to some other third-party people it didn't work too well.
Okay.
I don't know how it is now, but that was enough for me to say, nope. And then I went somewhere else, and that was a little cumbersome, seemed to work, and then they merged, and I had all sorts of...
Right.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I guess. Do.
It was horrible. I didn't like that at all. It was very confusing. And then, voila, magic. You guys came in and go, let's try this one. And I go, yeah.
Yes.
It's so much easier.
Yes. That's why we selected that particular...
it's a good one.
Yes, platform. It is nice. It's easy. And that particular vendor that we utilize, they, if you had a critical emergency and it's, I believe their cutoff time is like 2 p.m., they'll ship it even later than that.
Mm.
But if it was a lot of data, it's a larger company, and you needed to recover it, and it's critical, they will actually transfer the data onto a portable hard drive and overnight it to
wow.
the company. That way it's there 10 a.m. the next morning, all the data in hand.
That is really good service, no doubt. I think, people need to get this backup stuff from you.
It's really important. I want to stress it one more time. If you don't back it up and your computer crashes, that's when individuals remember, when is the last time I backed up that data?
Yeah.
It might be 1 month. It could be 3 months. It could be 6 months. And then the shock and where the date is, let's say it's 6 months prior. And then trying to remember all the transactions in between where you have to pull the paper copies, then rekey them, and then keep them in order. And inevitably,
it's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare to
and
recreate.
It could happen. I mean, it's not good enough just to back up like in an external hard drive. You want to really back off site.
Off site, yes.
I mean, it's okay. I back up on external hard drive,
mm-hmm.
but I go off site, and so I got a few options and peace of mind.
Right. I do recommend both, actually. I mean,
yeah.
the hand-carried copy with you each day is probably the best, because you know right where the data is. If you needed to restore it, it's just a matter of plugging that drive into a new device, new laptop, and then copy it over and install QuickBooks or Intuit, and you're back up and running. But short of that, if you don't back up every day and take that data off-site, I've seen where a server, you go in the next day and it's just dead. No power, or the laptop doesn't turn on, or a PC. And then that's scary. That's when you panic.
Yeah, and sometimes I guess you can recover data on a crash system, right?
Yes.
But it's expensive, and
yes,
who knows how long it will take.
Correct.
I don't know much about that, but that doesn't sound – well, it sounds silly to bank on that.
Give you an idea. One example, at one company that I worked with, they quoted that it would take $800 to look at it, $800 just to look at it. If they can recover, it's $1,500, and that would be a 1 to 2 week turnaround. If you wanted it sooner than that, then there was an expedite fee, and it could cost over $3,000 to get the data back within a day or two, and that's if they can recover 100%.
And they may not.
That is correct.
Oh, my. So a lot of people maybe still don't do this. I don't know.
That's why I mentioned that example. So the online backup solutions that are out there, there are several out there, some as high as, you know, they can be, you know, for corporate or business quality, you know, $2, maybe $1 a gig. And some of the, I will kind of call it the freeware backup, because advertisers augment that price to the end user.
Oh.
And that's where they can get the price down to about 10 to 15 cents a gig. But then you're usually bombarded with ads, and you have to submit your email address, and you've bombarded with, you know, ads on screen as well as your email. So there's a little trade-off, but it's better than no backup at all. I highly, highly recommend backing up.
No question about it. Why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We're talking about remote backups, NetOne Services, of course. This is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, every fourth Monday from 2 to 3, and then 3 to 4. We talk technology, and we'll be right back.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, owner of Net One Services, every fourth Monday from 2 to 3, and then 3 to 4 is Technology Hour with his associate, Christian Marison, who will be in studio.
Yes.
At 3.
At 3 o'clock.
We also have the techie mentor.
Yes.
Susan Marison calling in, just in a little while, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. And that should be fun as well. We've been talking about remote backup. If you don't have it, get one. Why don't you give out your number before we move on? Because people may want to say, yeah, I need that stuff.
Sure. And, it is 602-889-7270.
Excellent. 602-889-7270. Cool. Very good.
Yes.
And you have a great staff, no doubt about it. Now, the cloud is interesting. I had an experience with the cloud on the weekend. I think it was Saturday. It was Apple.
Okay.
I used to have MobileMe, which is a cloud where it stores contacts and a calendar for my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stopped MobileMe, and you had to convert over to the cloud, mm-hmm. iCloud.com. And it stores your contacts calendar.
And email.
Yeah, email, or could. I don't think I use it for that, but but you're right. If it goes through Outlook, I think
you
can. And I don't think I use Outlook, but also notes and reminders, some of the fancy things that the iPhone has. And I only saw half my year, and the other half I didn't see, and I go, where did it go?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the cloud, but it's not in the cloud. You know, it might have been in a different universe. So, the first couple times, they weren't sure. But I got this great, great person, one of the managers, and she called back on Saturday, I think it was. And we discovered real quickly that I had two accounts. So my new account, I don't know how that happened, but I'm sure it's something I did. And but everything was going to the second account, so it was there.
Oh, okay.
That was my, whether one account, two accounts, at least I had everything.
Yes, true.
And what a relief that is, because I said, does the iCloud ever disappear? She goes, no, we'd have a lot of unhappy customers if that was the case. So that was not the case. And she was excellent from Apple.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
So the cloud worked and backed up. So I can buy another iPhone 5, and I could pull it off the cloud into the phone.
It's,
right?
Yes, it is. It's a good method of backing up as well as synchronizing to other devices.
So that's the reason why I wanted to check it. I probably should have checked it anyway. But before I bought one, I didn't want to lose information from my i3 phone.
Oh, okay.
So talk about a little bit. By the way, her name is Sharon. Sharon, I'll just say her first name. Very, very talented. And she was great representative of Apple. She knew right away. Don't you love it when people are so experienced and intuitive, they go, let's check this first.
Yes.
Before fixing stuff.
Yes.
I'm
smiling because the other way around is you call tech support, you wait for the person to answer the phone, and they say, thank you for calling Dell. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then you explain your problem to them, and then they say, hold on just a moment, and you can hear keys typing, and then
they're reading
the next script or what the question to ask. And In either case, Apple is an awesome company. They are top-notch quality products. I have my iPhone and an iPad here on the desk as you know, it's monitoring the internet and some other things as the show goes on, which is great. That just shows the portability and flexibility of the technology as well as Apple. Apple and the industry, they are just shining.
Very good. I may have said Sharon, but I meant Shannon. I forgot what. Did I say Shannon or Sharon?
Sharon.
Okay, so it is Shannon. And very, very good. And I think it was her day off, and that was great service.
Oh, wow. Yes,
I'm not sure, but I have a feeling it might have been. But that was really cool. But
yes.
But intuitively, you know, rather than start fixing stuff, it would have taken us in a whole different direction. She goes, well, let's check how many. And right away she goes, oh, you got two accounts. But at least we knew. Now
yes.
We're just trying to figure out how to copy one over the next. But one account, two, you know, it doesn't matter that much to me because I know which one goes
yes.
is updated right now and the other one will eventually not be useful anyway.
Right. Or it's possible to merge accounts. And that's technology that they may offer.
Yeah. So it's very cool. I want to give a shout out to Shannon Apple. From Apple Company. So, anyway, so you're the iCloud. That's really huge. Exchange, Windows, and application servers. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but maybe you can explain that.
Oh, sure. The hosts that hold the email servers that's in the cloud, which is really a hosting facility. They have a large physical facility that has backup generators. Of course, they have the servers on their premises, but they have it's hardened, meaning it's bomb-proof, earthquake-proof.
Oh.
It could last, withstand a tornado or hurricane, and I believe they can be self-sufficient up to about 2 weeks without any external power. Or oxygen. I mean, they provide for everything for these facilities, and that's where traditionally email is hosted, as well as websites. And if you didn't quite put it together, cloud and virtualization. I mean, especially the cloud. It has been there for a while. With virtualization, that's kind of a new term that's used. Virtualization allows to the combination of multiple servers into one physical server or a farm of servers, where if there's an issue with a single physical server, that snapshot of the virtualization can be moved to another physical server very seamlessly or transparently to the end user. With that said, I'll answer the question is, an application server for a business would be like a Windows 2003, 2008, 2011 operating system, and then the applications are installed on that operating system, like Intuit, QuickBooks. That's an application that would be installed. There's a variety of business applications, so that's called an application server. And then Microsoft Exchange primarily is a collaboration tool. It hosts locally hosts email, calendar, contacts and some other things, to-dos and notes and things. Well, that's an Exchange server. That's also an app server, an application server. Now, companies traditionally have their servers physically on site, and the cost to do that it can start as low as $5,000, go as high as $50,000, depending on number of users, redundancy, the physical redundancy, the server room itself, air conditioning units. The cost can, and especially if a company needs multiple servers, they could fill an entire room with servers, and the cost is just astronomical. Well, virtualization allows combining those servers and utilizing fewer physical servers and the ability to move a snapshot to another server on the fly. This will, and I'll back up one step that I did not mention is the servers typically run at 10 to maybe 30% utilization. So anywhere from 70 to 90% of the time it's sitting there idle. It's not being used. It's designed so that it can isolate a program and allow growth. Well, that's it. There's a lot of wasted space, energy, heat, money. So virtualization allows multiple servers to be combined. That also, in turn, allows someone to dial in from the outside. And I say the word dial in, it's really just connect over the internet. And that server becomes a cloud server. And it's cost effective because now it's a company, a hosted company that has they've already paid for the infrastructure. They already have the air conditioner, you know. They already have the room, and they can actually save the business a lot of time, money, and expense going that route.
So is a server equivalent to like a high-powered computer? When you say server,
yes.
Is it just a computer that can do a lot more?
Yes, it's designed to probably handle a good 4 to 10 times the capacity of a standard desktop.
Wow. So, and that's why it can be an Exchange application server. And it's mainly, you don't need a server, I suspect, if you only have one person in your firm. You just need a computer.
True.
But if you have two and you want to, like, network, then you need a central location that's a server to pull information?
Right, the shared location.
That's interesting because... So this should reduce the cost and also give more peace of mind if people go away from their own servers to a cloud-type server.
Right, because the hosted facility, they purchase the server, they maintain the server, they maintain the operating system. If you need more hard disk space, they just increase it and charge a nominal fee. If you need more RAM, you know, the server resources run low, or you need multiple servers, they cover those costs and just charge a portion, you know, over a period of time.
And you don't have to buy software anymore, right? If they have it.
If they offer it, yes.
But not quite yet. But eventually it's all going to be like that.
Right. Software as a service, SaaS.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yes. Some of the larger companies are actually moving that direction now, like Symantec. They have antivirus software as a service. Intuit with the QuickBooks, they have a cloud version of their software. So you can run and invoice and run reports right off the cloud.
That is very, very cool. Why don't we take another quick break? When we come back, we should have Susan
Marichon
on the air, the techie mentor.
Yes.
And but we'll continue talking when we get back about these the cloud. Very, very fascinating, and just makes a lot more sense to have the cloud. And as soon as everyone can have it, the better off I think they'll be. We'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services, every fourth Monday from 2 to 3, talking about IT, information technology.
Yes.
You probably didn't think I knew what it means. I was wondering if I knew what it means, and I did. And then a quick remark for our own producer, Tommy. He texted me on Thanksgiving a picture of all his plate, and it was beautiful. Turkey and mashed potatoes. It was really good. Right on Thanksgiving, right from Tom.
Oh, wow. And it was right from, yes. Well, cool. Cool. I thought maybe he'd take a picture of a magazine just to you know.
Yeah, like, what's her name? Beale. What's that girl's name? That's
Jessica Beale?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it was better. Admit it. It looked better than a magazine.
It did. You didn't have the models there, though.
Well, they were outside the parameters of the picture.
Oh, darn. Can you resend it?
Missed it.
I'll consider it.
Forget the foods. Send the models.
That's right.
Okay. Just kidding. Now, we've been talking about the cloud and the importance of, or really the cost savings. But actually, it sounds like efficiency savings, too.
Right, exactly, because depending on the size of the company, IT, their IT budget to hire a person, one individual to handle break-fix of the PCs, the operating systems, you know, the desktop programs, installing Windows updates, virus removal, printing issues, and then maintain the servers and make sure those are up to snuff, and then web, you know, issues or remote connectivity. One person, it's rare if you can find one person that can handle everything. And typically, unless you have a managed service solution where there's a small team of individuals or a team of individuals that pool their resources together and their knowledge, it could be kind of pricey to go out and individually source each of these tasks or expertise. Now, something that NetOne does is we offer a managed service, and it's called MSP, that is because we're a team of individuals. We have one phone number. Individual calls in one person, mm-hmm. Or send us an email, and it's converted immediately to a ticket, and then it's routed to the proper person. That person can then answer it and jump online, connect to the PC, and resolve it. And that is more cost-effective these days. Things are going in that direction to provide IT support, a thorough, well-rounded IT support, than hiring just one single person to try to do everything.
See, I think that's fantastic. Really, people need to get to know you.
Yes.
No, really.
And my number is.
Yeah, I know it by heart, sort of. 602-889-7270. Am
yes,
I right?
That's it.
How did I know that?
Or they can
quick?
Reach me at ALF@NetOneServices. That's the number one. And we can talk to the individuals and give them a complimentary evaluation of their network, discuss a plan of action, and give them a quote as to what it would cost to maintain their system from an outside perspective.
I think it just makes so much sense. And if you're going to be in business, do it right. Get yourself a good attorney, a CPA, and an IT professional. And I will certainly vouch for you, Mr. Al Fulton.
Well, thank you, Dave.
There's no doubt. I mean, you guys have just been great all the way around. I mean, it's always been a fun experience. And sometimes under stressful times, like when my laptop fell over with me helping it by tripping over the wire, and I go, uh-oh, the power thing stayed in the laptop, but the cord was gone, and
yes.
You fixed it in, like, I don't know, 10 seconds, I think it was. And you even fixed it as soon as I called you. You say, well, come on down. I mean, you don't get that type of service anywhere. I mean, I think if you called some other place, they'd go, well, yeah, how about next Thursday between 4 and 5, right?
How about between noon and 5?
Yeah, exactly. And you're just so accommodating. It's like, it's off the charts customer service.
Well,
that's what people want.
Thank
you. You're more than welcome. I just really excited about your company. And someone else, I bet, is equally excited about your company and you to their company. Joining us now live is Susan Mershon, the techie mentor. Susan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are great. It's always nice to have you on the air. You've been on the air many times. And so did you have a good Thanksgiving? Let's start with the Thanksgiving.
I did. It's difficult, though, to get back to work after 4 days off.
Yeah, it sort of is.
Yes.
How was your guys' holiday?
Oh, mine was wonderful. We took a shortcut in our dining experience, but it was wonderful.
You had smoked turkey legs.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes, prep and cleanup was a breeze.
Wow. Did you order more than one turkey leg per person?
No. See, that's how we limit our consumption of turkey.
Yeah. But I love those smoked turkey legs. That is really cool stuff. So anyway, so Susan and Al, you guys compliment each other. You want to describe how, Al, how you...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Something that NetOne can do is we can procure equipment, determine what the customer needs, acquire it, deliver it, install it, and then that's where we kind of work with...
And maintain it.
And troubleshoot it, and ongoing support. And working with Susan... she then takes over. Once it's physically there or she's working with an individual and can recommend a technology or a solution, we can work hand in hand where she then takes over, shows them, gets their information, configures it, teaches them how to use it, implement it, and it's basically teamwork.
That's excellent. And Susan, why don't you describe how you compliment Al and what you do?
Yeah, perfectly. I would say that I have clients who are starting off as a one-shop or one-stop shop, and maybe they're the only person in the business, and maybe their husband or spouse. And then their business grows, and they're looking to get some IT support that's above and beyond myself, or they need some ideas on how to, network their systems or what other things they need to do, which is great because then I can just send them Al's way and he helps them get their foundation set up so their business can continue to grow.
That is a nice compliment.
Yes, yes. It is.
It's like a marriage. Well, wait a minute. Maybe not marriages these days, but the ideal marriage, I should say.
Well, it's an IT marriage. That's what Dave was joking about earlier at IT, information technology.
Yeah,
IT.
It's an IT marriage. So, Susan, how did you come up with the name Techie Mentor? I love that name, by the way.
Well, thank you. Coming up with names has been one of those difficult things for me. It just doesn't seem to pop up into my head. But basically, I wanted something that would say in the name of the company what it is I do. I have been in IT my entire career. Before this, I was in corporate IT. And one of my favorite things to do is to train and share knowledge with people because I truly believe that people should be They don't need to be experts, but they need to be self-sufficient. If something needs to be changed, they should know how to do it without having to rely on other people, especially if it's on a weekend or a holiday or even the middle of the night and they need to make a change. And I just love to share that knowledge. And you know, I'm blessed with the gift of understanding software very easily. And I'm reminded of that because, you know, God bless my husband's heart, he's technology challenged, and I think, well, how come he can't understand that? He's like, not everybody's like you, honey.
Oh, at least he's nice about it. He calls you honey.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
So that's kind of how I came up with the Techie Mentor, and thank you. I like I said, people understand it when I say, well, what do you do? And I say, well, you know, I'm a technology coach and mentor for small businesses, and they're like, oh, I get it.
That is so cool. Very important.
Yeah, the coaching aspect of it is what is hard to find individuals, almost like, I won't use that analogy, to find someone who knows how to, knows technology, implement it, communicate it to the recipient. That is, like she said, it can be challenging, but to find someone who actually knows it and can teach it and implement it is rare.
That is. Yeah, I don't think I've heard of that before. And now we know Susan.
Yes, exactly.
That's a blessing in itself.
Yes.
Well,
I mean, I've been in the business a number of years, many, many years, and I rarely run across an individual. I mean, some are very highly educated in some areas, but they cannot communicate it. They cannot translate it, or they know their one specific I guess their specialty, and they don't know, they're not well-rounded. They don't know how to implement other technologies. And that's what I found in the corporate world is because it's almost like the military. You're trained to do one task, and you do it, you know, repetitively or at different locations, but it's still the same task. Almost like, and I'll use CenturyLink, an individual that's, you know, that he will install, you know, phone systems or internet. That's all he does. He just goes from site to site to site doing the one thing. And you ask him about the other, and I just ran into this recently with Cox, and the individual that arrived was a internet person, and the issue was that the telephone needed to be installed. He arrives and he says, oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you with that. I'm only trained in internet. I'm not trained in telephones. So to find individuals that are well-rounded like Susan is rare. I just want the audience to know that and the ability to coach and as well, sit down, go through what the person needs, come up with a solution, implement it, train them on it. That's awesome.
Well, I would think a hot topic right now would be because of the smartphones, there's so many of them, iPad or tablets and other devices, coordinating among all your devices is probably a question that a lot of people have. Does that make sense, Al?
Yes.
And or Susan?
Yes. And that's so I'll let Susan answer that.
Yeah, Susan, is that a hot topic right now?
Yeah, it is. And I have clients that will go out and buy the latest gadget, and then they get it home, and they think, ooh, this is going to be fun. And then they open it up, and they read the instructions, and there it's set to gather dust because, you know, either it's challenging to them or they're just a little afraid to, you know, dive in and get their hands dirty, so to speak. So, you know, they end up with, you know, lots of technology items that maybe they're not using. And if they're lucky, you know, they have a child who is not afraid to dive in and set up their iPad or their iPhone or any of their tablets that they get, which I seem to see more often than not. They're like, hey, my 13-year-old, he got me all set up.
You know? I know, it's funny how that works.
Yes.
It is, and I'm glad to see that they do that. But they're like, well, we're using it to watch movies or we're using it to read books. And I'm thinking, well, if you bought it, you know, let's sit down and talk about how you can use it to, you know, to when you're on the go, instead of carrying a laptop, how you can use your tablet or your iPhone or smartphone, for instance, to help you keep going.
Yes, in business or business applications versus residential or multimedia.
Right.
So that's interesting. Now, so tablets, so an iPad would be considered a tablet.
Yes.
So there's so many, it seems like these days, commercials I see on TV, there's a lot of different tablets out there. Do you have a personal preference, Susan, or do you know any major differences among some of the brands that people might be interested in?
Well, I'm a Mac gal, so.
Did you say a Mac?
Yes, I am a Mac gal.
Yep. All right.
I have my iPhone and my iPad, and I have my iMac, and I actually have an older Mac notebook, and I like I said, I just can't say enough about Macs. I worked with Windows and PCs my entire corporate career. When I went into business for myself, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go the Mac. And that's just a personal preference for me. My husband, on the other hand, is the PC guy. So we have.
And
both.
You're still married? What's up with
and
that?
We're still married, yes. You know, it's been a while since I had to use Windows and whatnot, but I've kind of immersed myself back into it, helping him get some things done. But he prefers, you know, he prefers the PC side of things, and he seems to really like Samsung things, whether it's a television or any other gadgets that they create. But I can say that the tablets that are coming out now, even like the Windows that I've, the PC versions that I've seen for Windows and Windows new operating system, they look amazing with their flip tops and all that. I would definitely take a look at one of those, maybe, who knows, maybe a Christmas present.
Yeah, I bet that would be pretty good. So, but it is inconvenient if you have Mac, you know, Mac computer, whatever, and an iPhone. It's probably good to get the iPad versus another tablet because it won't coordinate, or am I wrong on that?
Well, let me just say it doesn't coordinate as easily as everything Mac would coordinate. I mean, you can. I had a smartphone before I had an iPhone. And I could get everything to coordinate. It was just more work than if it was all Mac-based because it has all the same Mac operating systems in it, and so they speak to each other easily.
Well, that's interesting. So if someone had a non-Mac or Apple iPad, I mean a tablet, they could get on the Apple iCloud?
You know, no. They couldn't get on the iCloud, and I was using the earlier version before iCloud came out, and I could do it, but I had to do a lot of things manually. So my point is it does work. It's just a little more work, if you will.
Yeah, so it's like dressing up. You want to be well-coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to go Mac. If not, right? Get the compatibility. Al, does that make sense?
It does. It makes sense. One of the operating systems on a tablet on smartphones is called Android. And to connect an Android to a Windows Exchange server is a little challenging, whereas with the iPhone, it's designed a little bit more, I would say, with corporate and security in mind. Mm. And in the iPhone, you type in a couple lines and it authenticates and you're in. With Android, you're guessing. You have to try it multiple times. It just doesn't connect as easily. You have to call the web host or the email host, get an alternate string, and then they give you rights into the system, and then voila, it works. Not as easy as iPhone.
Now let's see if either one of you know this. It may be outside your expertise, but what happened to the BlackBerry? I've heard there's really issues with that, and that was just really going strong, what, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I think? And so who wants to take that one, Susan or Al? All right, Al.
All right, I'll take that one. The BlackBerry, it is secure, but it isn't robust as in user-friendly and the GUI, graphical user interface. The government used it quite extensively due to that security. It had encryption between each device. You could not just intercept the information and read it. You'd have it would make it it was very challenging to do so. So that made it a very good device if you were an attorney, a CPA, a secret agent that you were trying to keep that information secure. But the touchscreen is very small. They just didn't come out with the tablet version fast enough, and their applications weren't as intuitive as some of their competition. So it was a little too little, too late.
So so that's too bad, because they were really doing well, and now are they going to stay in business, you think, or is it too late for them to jump back in?
The history that I've seen in companies that fall behind, this far behind, where Samsung is selling 10 million of their phones a month, and you just see the gap in between, where RIM is selling a couple hundred thousand, maybe a million for the year, and Samsung's 10 million a month. You can see we're talking 1 million versus 120 million.
Oh.
And eventually people say, BlackBerry, what's that?
Yeah, you don't hear much. Not many people have it anymore.
Correct.
And, in fact, one of the founders, I think Jim Basile, who was trying to buy the Phoenix Coyotes, and that was 3-4 years ago when I think it was still okay, the BlackBerry, mm-hmm. somewhat. Wow, he must have lost a lot of money. He probably couldn't afford the Coyotes now. Right? All right, that's speculating. We're speculating on that. Yeah. But still, nevertheless. So, Susan, do you run across BlackBerries at all anymore?
I was just thinking about that while I was talking. No, and I was a huge BlackBerry fan. I think I've had 3 or 4 different versions of the BlackBerry. And, then I started to look at smartphones, and I thought, they actually have more fun features than the BlackBerry still seem to be kind of turned into an archaic version, if you will. And, I just kind of took off from there, went to my Android phone, and then decided I'd rather have an iPhone, and that's what I've got now. So I think they're a little behind the game.
Well, we should write a song about you being the Mac gal. Let's do a rap, a Mac gal. We're going to try to figure something out. That'd be good, right, for her...
theme song?
Corporate music or something.
Yes.
There you go. I can put it on my website.
Hey, that would be sort of cool. Anyway, I think we have about 3 minutes left, Tommy, or 4, and 2.5 minutes. Okay, so why don't we start at least talking about something I'm sort of interested in is an ultrabook.
Oh, but we're going to save that for the next segment.
Oh, we're going to save that for the next segment.
Yes.
Yeah, because I want the full time on that to hear. Yeah,
exactly. 2.5 minutes isn't going to be enough time.
Not good enough.
I was going to say the Windows smartphone.
Yeah.
And we're going to cover that later. But Windows has an application or an operating system for a smartphone. Mm-hmm. And it followed suit with their desktop versions, where it would have some of the same issues. It would lock up or it's freezing up, or you have to simply reset it. I wanted to throw that in there because we didn't cover that.
Yeah.
And then so Microsoft, Android has their touch tablet where you can use your basically touch the screen, slide it, and the Windows mobile application didn't have that. You still had to use a little stylus or in almost like a little mouse on your phone. Well, it was almost a little late for them when they came out with their updated versions that followed suit, because Android and Apple already had that in place early on for a number of years. Wow. And same thing with Windows 8. It's just now being released on their own tablet, where it now uses the touch screen. Prior to that, it just wasn't there. So they're a little late, but I think because they're Microsoft, they will still... They're still in the game.
So in other words, better late than not even going to the party.
Yes.
Wow. Have you been to any parties that you were late?
Oh, yes.
How was it?
Everyone watched you as you enter late.
That's right. It's no fun. I like to be early. Yeah, but so a lot of people like to be fashionably late, whatever that means.
Yes. But you arrive early, so you can be the one pointing at the individual.
Exactly.
After you.
Or at least taking notes, like, yeah, I want to meet that person, this person. Anyway, Susan, you're going to hang on, right?
And we're I am.
All right. Well, we have Susan Marichon on the line, the techie mentor. We have Al Fulton in the house. And in about 30 seconds, we're going to have Christian Marichon coming in, too, to join us, talking about continued maybe smartphones, what's it called, ultrabooks, a lot of stuff. High technology, going to be fun.
Yes. We'll see you in a few.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
FamilyValuesRadio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Colson, Phoenix.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe Collins and Collins. Great family law attorneys and more.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. and get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.